Oh boy. It's Monday morning, and Audrey came into the studio this morning and said, I accidentally drank a whole bottle of wine yesterday.
Sometimes accidents happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The way the conversation went was Audrey said, I drank some wine yesterday. I finished a whole bottle. And Dave said, only one.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to do it. Come on, man.
Like, you rookie.
I did it.
One.
I like when I put them in my recycling bin and clank, 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 because there's multiple bottles.
It's like, kind of like Jingle Bells. We're getting into the holiday spirit.
That's right. Very drunk holiday spirit.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Listen live on the freeradio.com app.
All right, so let's get things going. Some good news and some bad news to kick things off. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start today's show with some bad news?
Okay, some bad news. Police are perplexed by the theft of a rare tree.
What?
In Wisconsin? Yeah.
Like, are you talking about them trees? Like, we smoking them trees?
No. It's a rare pine tree.
Samson gets me lifted.
What? It's a 25-foot Swiss mountain pine. Somebody sawed it down between November 5th and November 9th. From the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where it was planted. This tree was stolen about 30 yards from a street that is really popular with walkers, joggers, bicyclists, and nature lovers. So they're like, how on earth did somebody saw down this 25-foot tree and nobody saw it?
Okay.
The tree was planted back in 1988.
Oh, so that tree has some history. But yeah. Like looking at a Swiss mountain pine, as you can see right here, Audrey, it's just a Christmas tree.
It's a tree.
So,
yeah.
You think somebody stole it as a Christmas tree?
1,000%. Yeah. It's in some frat house or wannabe frat house 100%. In Madison right now. That's exactly what happened.
So the staff estimated the cost of the stolen and damaged trees to be $13,000, which whenever we were talking about this story a few moments ago, Mahoney went, oh, that's not too expensive for a tree. How are you this familiar with the cost of Swiss pines?
Have you never priced out a 30-year-old fully mature tree?
Of course I haven't.
I love that
have you?
Yeah, Dave, I have. And let me tell you this. If you want a 30-year-old fully mature tree, you're paying about the price usually of a Mercedes. Not like an S-Class, but a C-Class. Gently used.
Why would you want a mature tree? That's like getting a really old dog.
That's like searching for MILF videos.
Yeah, dude. What are you doing?
Also, first off, don't hate on people's kinks. And MILF at this time in 2020 basically means over 23.
Right.
So let's not get crazy there. And why would you want to search out a mature tree, Ian? It's because if you want like shade on the back of your house, or if you're like, you know, if you're one of these rich folk out there.
No. I understand why some people would do that. Why are you searching out mature trees?
I was searching out mature Italian cypresses, which are those like...
They're really cool.
Those fancy tree wall trees.
The only problem is that you need like 40 of them to create the tree
wall.
Or
you need many older ones.
Ah, so you were pricing out...
Older ones, and they are expensive as hell.
What is the cost just as a seed?
Oh, the seeds are... I mean, I don't think you can buy
them. It's next to nothing, but the problem is that it takes a long time.
Yeah. I mean, you could
grow, yeah.
But you got to, like, even the smaller mature ones are still a couple hundred bucks each for like a sapling.
Yeah.
Yeah, on top of that.
I like how he's upset at the tree prices too. You could hear the anger. It's just like, man, I really wanted the cypresses.
Trees, outdoor furniture, anything to do with babies or weddings, all overpriced.
Anything to do with babies and weddings.
Am I wrong?
It took a weird turn. Tell me where the lie is. Let's move on to the good news today. So America's longest serving nonviolent cannabis prisoner has been released after 32 years in jail.
Good.
Yeah, good.
32 years for a non-violent cannabis offense?
32 years behind bars. He was sentenced to 90 years in prison for marijuana trafficking all the way back in 1989. Will be released in December of this year. The 71-year-old says that he is excited to be reunited with his two living children, Ashley and Rick, and hold his 5 grandchildren for the first time upon his release.
Oh my goodness, that is amazing. Getting back into the world, 71.
But also horrifying because he spent 30 years.
His wife died while he was in prison too, so yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like this is like a conflict of emotions right now. I'm so happy that he's out.
In there,
but man, that sucks. He lost his life.
Dear prosecutor who put him in jail for 90 years. I hope you stub your toe this morning, you piece of garbage.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
So this is pretty cool. They're saying that an arthritis drug could be a lifesaver. They found it cut deaths in patients admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 by a remarkable 2/3.
Wow.
The Daily Pill, first earmarked as a potential COVID game changer by a British firm, reduces death by 71% in those with moderate or severe illness, researchers say. So obviously, you know, the talk about the vaccine has continued to heat up. The Moderna one, they're saying, is 95% effective, and that's on the heels of the Pfizer one.
94.5%,
sure. But the big deal with the Moderna one is that it doesn't have to be stored in the super cold freezers like the Pfizer one. And now all of a sudden, that huge sale of Pfizer shares by the CEO makes a whole lot of sense, doesn't it? It's like, we have a vaccine, it's 90% effective, boom, world freaks out in a good way. A week later, we get news that there is a better solution from a different company, and within that week, he sold, what was it, like 70% of his stocks or something like that?
He had this plan, though.
He had this plan, but
it's convenient that they announced it on that day.
Works out pretty good for him.
Yeah. Okay.
Either way, I don't really care if this guy makes a bunch of money or not, as long as we get the vaccine. Yeah. And the fact that the Moderna one does not have to be stored, because that was the big problem, right?
Where do you store it?
Not even regular freezers. It has to be much colder than that.
-80 or something?
Like -90 degrees, yeah.
That's crazy. Chill in Minnesota in the deepest part of winter.
It's -90 Celsius as well, so that's -123 Fahrenheit.
Celsius.
Yeah.
What a dumb.
Celsius. What a stupid.
What,
so dumb. Also, can we talk about how dumb horsepower is? Like,
what?
Like, it doesn't really mean
I don't get it.
Anything, you know? Like, why are we still using, like, horsepower as a measurement of...
How did you get there? Right? Your train of thought.
What happened?
We're talking about stupid measurements being Celsius. Then I thought we could get on the how dumb is horsepower as a unit of measurement.
Well, what would you rather use?
Rhino power. I want to know how many rhinos it would take to power that Mustang.
Your Mustang's only 0.3 rhinos.
Just donkey power, just ass power.
Well, since we're talking about important things, how about a private jet service from Costco?
Yeah, I mean, Costco does there's a lot of good vacation stuff you can get through Costco.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
Like, if you're going to go on, like, a cruise when it's, you know, non-COVID times, book your cruise through Costco. You get, like, a $500 gift certificate back. Man, it's the way to do it.
Step up, Sam's Club.
So the Wholesale Club is offering a 12-month membership to a private aviation service called Wheels Up for $17,499, which is obviously a lot of money, but for a private plane, it doesn't really seem like that much money.
No, not really. That's, like, the price of...
But I don't understand exactly how this works. So that includes a $3,500 Costco shop card, a $4,000 flight credit, and a guaranteed nationwide aircraft availability up to 365 days a year. So that's the subscription fee. And then you can book flights as little as 24 hours ahead of time, but then flight prices vary. So you have to pay for the flights on top of the $17,500.
Also, I don't know about you, but those small-ass private jets, you don't ever hear about like the 787s. Or the 777's going down. It's always one of those, like,
the dinky,
small.
It's always the small.
It's always the
Cessnas,
small.
The crashing. Yeah.
Cessnas, definitely. But, like, also those other ones, it's like, if I could see the pilot, that plane's too small for me.
I agree.
You could see the pilot.
If I could see the pilot.
I don't want to go out like Buddy Holly.
What if there's just a little divider, like in a limo? Is that okay?
No.
It's still too close. No. I want a large plane that's just filled with beds.
Yes.
I could just sleep anywhere or like couches.
Yeah.
But it's still just a very large plane.
So you want a plane that's essentially...
Like a limo of planes, yes.
No, I'm like a stretch Hummer of planes.
Okay, there we go.
Speaking of limo of planes, have you seen that one that's been floating around?
The what?
No.
The limo plane?
No.
There is a new limo that they just made, and I saw it getting towed down the interstate in a video.
Is it red?
It's red, yeah. But it's a limousine, but it looks like a private jet.
it looks like a Rocketeer, man.
Nothing should ever look... It looks like a... I can't even process that. That looks like a thing.
Yeah, and if you book that limo, you get a free Von Dutch hat, I'm told.
It's worse than that.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
You hater.
So I really don't know what to make of this next story. Guitar Center has entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So the company said it's been struggling with excessive debt for years, and they plan to stay in business. Yeah. So they're not shutting down. But
it's not Chapter 13.
Yeah, like most retailers that we've heard doing this sort of thing, they are going to be reorganizing.
This is a restructuring.
And my guess is that some guitar centers are probably going to close. I don't understand why every time that I go in a guitar center, there is 30 employees and none of them want to help.
Dude, this sucks because where else am I going to go to play a banjo and not buy anything?
That's why they're closing down, because you're always showing up playing the banjo and then not buying.
I'll pull the trigger one of these days.
Or the theremin. I mean, who wouldn't want a pretty badass theremin?
I like that every time you go in there, there's someone that's obviously doesn't get enough attention, and they're pretty good at guitar. Not great, pretty good.
Kind of shredding.
And they're jamming out.
Oh, yeah.
But seriously, if Guitar Center were to close... They've already put all the mom and pop music stores, for the most part, across this country, out of business in most major metropolitan areas. Where are you? Like, you can't buy it. Ian, you're the closest thing we have to a musician here.
Yeah.
Where would you buy a guitar? Like, can you just buy it online?
Like, I mean,
but you gotta it's like driving a car without
a test
drive.
Yeah,
totally.
You gotta feel it.
Jim the Birdman.
Jim the Birdman.
That is who I would buy my guitars from.
For those of you that don't know, yes. Jim the Birdman is in the guitar amplifier and guitar repair business. And if Guitar Center, in fact, does go under,
this could
be his moment.
Amazing for him.
This could be it.
Yep. Surrounded by thousands of pigeons, a couple ravens, and a dilapidated apartment complex that may or may not have been condemned.
So very reminiscent of a Guitar Center in
very
many ways.
Much so.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I thought of you all the other day. I was sitting at home minding my own business when I started to hear my neighbors arguing. They're a couple, and I've never met them, but they've always seemed like nice people. Now I know that he watches too much porn, and she's not happy about it.
Message deleted.
That's what they were loudly arguing about?
And that reminds you of us?
Huh. I mean, we do talk about the neighbors that get hurt on a regular basis. Ian, your schedule has... Well, not your schedule, but your working at home situation has changed every day. At what time did you say it started? 10:15?
10:15. So sometimes...
They were having sex, by the way.
Yeah, they were totally doing it. And it's that weird, like, creak, 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 where you don't know if it's your ceiling fan or, like, something else, or maybe, like, your vents or something.
You said it would go on for, like, 45 minutes every single day.
Dude, I've gotten home at, like, maybe 11:15, and they're still doing it.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if they're just cardio junkies or they're just really in love. But, really good for them.
Every day?
Every day, like clockwork.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not just one dude?
You said clockwork, right?
Yeah, clockwork. Okay. Yeah, I would hope it's not one dude. I don't make those kind of noises. I don't make the bed shake.
Maybe he doesn't think that people hear him.
That's a violent lover of himself, then.
Of himself, yeah, I don't know. Yes. Who would
spend 45 minutes to an hour doing that themselves? Yeah. Like, you're watching the wrong stuff. Sting.
Sting, that's who.
Just so slowly getting there. Shut up.
Enough of the plot line.
Was there anything more pretentious when you found out about Sting and his... tantric sex.
It's like, shut up, Sting.
Like, nobody wants to have sex for 3 days straight, Sting.
That sounds absolutely exhausting.
We absorb each other and we feel each other's chakras.
Oh,
shut up and hand me a towel.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I think I saw a UFO the other day. I was driving and saw something in the sky, and then the next thing I knew, I was just launched out of sight. That I honestly tried to justify it by saying it was a balloon.
Message deleted.
Dude, it's Starlink. Elon Musk's Starlink. There's a website out there. If you Google like Starlink satellite location, you can see these satellites. You know, it's a satellite network that's going to bring internet to everywhere in the world that doesn't have internet.
That's amazing.
Which is pretty.
Is
cool,
it though?
But
yes,
I don't love that Elon Musk
very
controls it.
Yes. Yeah, Elon Musk sucks.
Yes, he does, but so does not having internet in countries that could use some internet.
But when you're looking at the sky.
Agreed, but yeah.
You will see stars flying. I mean, but they're satellites, but they're reflected.
They look like stars, yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, damn, is that an alien? And then you're like, nah, that's just.
Elon Musk.
Maybe it is an alien.
I feel like I'd be more comfortable with it being an alien as opposed to Elon Musk.
I kind of wish that the aliens would just, like, come down and help us out for a second.
No,
like, I feel like they just look at us and they're
friendly.
Do you think that they see us as, like, little puppies, like lost puppies who haven't quite found our way yet?
No, we're more like fleas.
We are fleas, aren't we?
guys.
Oh, that's sad.
Where in nature do anything get along? Nowhere. Like nature, Mother Nature is a brutal ass bitch. And everything that exists on the planet
that's
for the most
man.
Part kills each other and kills it. Like we are super, like the only reason like dogs get along with us is like, so we don't eat them. That is the yeah, only reason they are nice to us, because we don't eat them and we give them food. Meanwhile, everything else in nature kills it. So, like, no, I have no fee. I have no.
There's lots of places that eat dog in the world.
Well, I'm saying, like,
and they're
here,
still cool.
Here, yeah, are they?
Yeah.
Really? You've been to those places? No, those dogs.
Yeah,
are
no,
like,
I've been to Thailand.
No, no.
Those dogs. That's sad. We don't talk about dogs being eaten.
What if, we're like, since we're so fat and so stupid, what do you think? That, like, we are probably like A5 Wagyu to aliens. They're going to eat the hell out of our. Out of our asses.
No. That's not.
Hey. I mean, that's where you probably start first, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Hello.
Please leave a message after the tone. So
Mahoney was talking about expanding the show into other markets. Why don't you guys go out into the Pacific Ocean and do a show from out there? Make it yours, guys.
Message deleted.
Hawaii doesn't want us.
Yeah, that's true. But some personal news, some very exciting news for the show this week. It is our first week in Columbia, South Carolina, which very excited about that. That's where I started my radio career, and so, you know, to be able to come full circle.
That's
and
so cool.
Probably yeah, where yeah. our radio career will end.
it's entirely. But for those of you that are in Columbia and either you've never heard us before or it's been a really long time since you've heard my voice, just to kind of give you an update on, like, the show and what best explains it is yesterday Mahoney and I crossed paths, and it's because my younger brother was having a small socially distanced get together at his house for his birthday. Yeah, there's
Fun,
the
yeah.
Masters on and some football games, stuff like that, and Mahoney and his wife were there, and as we were arriving, because our babysitter was late, Mahoney and his wife were leaving, and I'm like, hey man, how's your weekend been? And he said, I accidentally ate mashed potatoes for 6 meals straight over the course of the last 2 days.
Attaboy.
And I just could not understand how he accidentally ate mashed potatoes for 2 days straight.
And the fact that it was just so weighing on him, that's the response that he gave you.
That was the top thing on his mind, is he had screwed up because all he had done the entire weekend was eat mashed potatoes.
I bought it from Costco. I got a deal. Like, they're really good.
Can you imagine
so great.
That Mahoney's just sitting there and he's like, oh, son of a bitch, I've been eating this for 6 meals now. What is going on here? And he's stunned by it. Accidentally ate mashed potatoes
to the best
for
of us.
6 meals.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So we know that COVID is still an enormous problem here in the U.S. And as a result, you know, a lot of people are canceling plans if they thought about traveling for the holidays. A lot of people opting not to do that. Understandably so. And, you know, this entire year, people have spent much of it indoors and away from others.
In our lifetimes, there's never been anything like this. Just a wash of a year. Like, right. It's yeah. almost like you were in a coma that you were awake for.
Americans have spent nearly 500 hours on their sofas during COVID.
Wow.
Feels low. That does feel low. Only 500 hours?
Yeah,
that's only like a month.
they say the nationwide shutdowns have caused 7 in 10 people to view their favorite sofa as their new best friend.
I don't know. I feel like I needed to get a new sofa because of this.
I feel like I've worn my sofa in from, like, the beginning of quarantine. Like, yeah. I was falling asleep on it.
It is so funny that both of you said that, because just yesterday my wife was talking about getting a new sofa.
You have a nice couch.
See, I hate my couch.
I feel like it's a good couch to sleep on.
Oh.
Have you passed out on my couch before?
No, just because it's got the wide butt area.
I love
area,
a wide,
you know?
Yeah.
It's like,
uh-huh, wide
whereas
butt.
Where mine, it's like when I'm sleeping on my couch, I'm like I'm curled up like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog?
Yeah, like smushed between two buns.
Also, mine's like sinking in my couch. So, Dave, if you get a new one, can I have yours? Would you be cool with that, or is that weird?
I mean, it's kind of weird, but not really.
That's not
You've
weird.
You've done stuff on that couch, haven't you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, me too. All right. Well, I'm
Wait, you've done
my...
stuff on my couch?
No, maybe with my own.
Is it okay? So, important
two hot
question.
Dogs, one couch.
Important question about couches. If you go over to somebody's house, and let's say that there is a small get together, obviously not like a crazy party or anything, and you fall asleep on somebody's couch, is that against the rules, or is that a high form of complimenting them?
That's a compliment. That means you got a comfy couch.
Yeah.
I think it's a compliment, but then there's also those people that always just sleep, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm a sleepy
Is it
person.
Bad form to fall asleep on their couch?
Depends who you are. Grandpa, more than okay. Mahoney, what the hell are you doing? Get out of my house.
I feel like, well, you don't know if I'm a grandpa or not.
It's like that story of Andre the Giant. Did you ever hear that? Where he passed out in the hotel lobby and because he was drunk and they literally couldn't do anything about it because
he
was so enormous.
500 pounds.
Yeah. And he drank 119 beers. Yeah.
I feel like the Lazy Boy needs to make a return for 2021. That is what we need to make happen. All this stuff about these like pretty, picturesque, you know, Instagrammable living rooms with like matching furniture. No, I want stuff that just is comfortable and I can do anything on.
So when my wife brought up the whole idea of, hey, should we get a new couch? She goes, should we get a new couch and a couple of chairs as opposed to the sectional that we have right now? And I went, I should get a Lazy Boy. And yes. She said no. She said no.
Then we
she
don't
shot
need a new
down.
Couch.
We need a divorce. We
need a new wife.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
So I've got three stories for you guys. All of them are ridiculous, but only one of them is fake news. The question is, can you guys figure out which one is the fake news? You guys playing together today, so you can agree or you can disagree. Let's see if you're able to figure it out. Medics treat 40 Ohio middle schoolers who ate ghost peppers. 40 of them. Emergency crews had to show up at this middle school at lunchtime after approximately 40 students ingested suspected ghost peppers. This is before the coronavirus pandemic when, you know, kids went to school and stuff. Five children were taken to hospitals. The school superintendent said that some of the students had teary eyes, blotchy skin, or hives. And a couple of the kids were actually vomiting as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, the ghost pepper is one of the hottest peppers on the planet. So I think throwing up would be the least of their worries.
An eighth grader whose name is Cody said he tried a pepper provided by a student he didn't know, then got worried when others nearby had physical reactions to the peppers. How did they handle it? We all drank like 10 cartons of milk, said Cody. It wasn't clear if the student who provided the peppers is going to face any discipline.
Ooh,
I
can believe this happening. The only thing that throws me off is the number 40, because I feel like after you see like 4 or 5 kids eat them,
you're probably not going to also go along with eating them.
Yeah, unless they all did it at the same time, you know, the Kool-Aid style.
So a Colorado woman in the second story here is accused of her husband's murder, but she says she didn't do it. Sasquatch did. 51-year-old Lauren McConnell from Denver is accused of slaughtering her spouse, Brian McConnell.
Oh, gosh.
According to the prosecutor, she attacked him with an axe. During her testimony, Ms. McDonald presented a very different version of the events, claiming that her husband was attacked by a 10-foot-tall hairy ape, probably a Sasquatch, and that she had unsuccessfully tried to defend him.
This is fake.
Assuming her own legal defense, she argued that investigators' own biases against the existence of the Sasquatch misled them to accusing her.
If you ever wonder how that Jack Link's beef jerky's made, now we know.
Yep.
I think this is fake.
You think that one's fake?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there was just a lot of like trigger words in there that made me feel like it was just kind of written with a little bit of a flair, dramatic flair.
Okay, all right.
She slaughtered her husband, but then went back.
I can believe somebody going with this defense.
You think?
I don't know. Let's see what the third one is.
Third one is a ghost hunter has been deemed too fat for jail.
True.
After abusing the airline staff on a Virgin Airlines flight.
No.
Cade Jones, 49, bullied the Virgin staff in a menacing phone call, even called one center and called them some things I can't say on the radio. They previously had been placed on a watch list with the airline, which banned him from flying with them in 2010, and has more than 20 previous convictions for abusing people over the phone. Unfortunately, this guy doesn't get locked up because, again, he is too fat for jail. The lawyer argued that it would be extremely burdensome for the prison to take him in.
Is it one of those things where you got to rip off a roof and pull him out with a crane?
Gilbert. I was going to say
Gilbert
Godfrey.
Eating Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried's a very small man. He got plenty of room in jail.
He'd be fine in jail.
Though he should never be in jail. He is a national treasure.
Sentenced this guy to 12 months in jail But he will be released and have to pay a fine instead because
but his job is a ghost hunter.
Yeah, yeah.
How are like if you can't get fat? Into the house,
you ain't gonna catch a ghost.
Yeah.
All right. Only one of these is.
Oh no!
Is fake.
Is his ass haunted? Is that what's going on? So for me, I think number three definitely is true. So it's either between.
So you
number
think
one,
too fat for jail is absolutely true?
That's so America.
Okay.
Yes. So
we also have the middle school kids eating the ghost peppers, or the wife saying Sasquatch killed her husband.
So
this is tough.
It is tough because 40 is a lot of kids. But I could also see a woman who's just bat-ish crazy using Sasquatch as a defense for somebody who murdered her husband. So I am going to go with story number one, the 40 middle school kids eating the ghost peppers as fake news.
All right, Audrey?
I'm standing by and hoping that number two continues to be fake because that just seems too dramatic. I will say, I do think number one, without a shadow of a doubt, is true because just a bunch of kids doing stupid stuff for viral TikTok clout or something. I feel like that's accurate. The only thing that makes me feel like number three could possibly be fake news is I feel like they would just say, you're going to go to jail and we're just going to put you on some type of diet and that's how you're going to stay in jail now.
All right, final decision for you.
Two.
Number two is fake. One of you is correct and one of you is incorrect.
Oh, no.
Audrey, you win. Congratulations.
So wait, there were 40 kids away. Ghost peppers.
40
there,
kids.
There's a ghost hunter who is too fat for jail, and 40 kids went down due to ghost peppers.
Okay.
40.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Well, Mahoney, congratulations. This is big news.
What? Why are you congratulating me, Dave?
Well, DoorDash has filed their IPO. That's their initial public offering.
Dave, remember, I'm not a fan of DoorDash.
Oh, you're not?
No, they're the ones who were taking the tips from the drivers, remember? So I stopped using them.
We've had some problems with the delivery services, but they're showing $2 billion in 2020 revenue.
If you can find a service that lazy people want to use, you are going to make $1 billion. That's why I'm not shocked to hear this.
I can't believe that you haven't thought of a service for lazy people.
I'm too lazy to come up with. I need much like I need my food brought to me, I need those ideas fed to me.
So maybe we need to come up with a service that develops ideas that people are too lazy to come up with for lazy people.
I feel like that's too complicated.
It's too much?
That's too much. I don't. There's no money in ideas.
Cold French fries, $2 billion. that's obviously huge, and I would imagine that this is probably the right time for DoorDash to do the IPO, considering that during the pandemic, a lot of people are using these services more so than going out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't imagine it's going to get much better than 2020 for a service like this.
And it's much like crack. You get hooked, man. You're like, I never want to leave my house ever again.
Yeah.
I will say, you know what holds up really well when it comes to getting delivery? Because a lot of foods do not up at all, and it's garbage. And I'm like, why did I pay four times what I would have normally paid for some bootleg ass whatever? Ramen holds up really well.
It does. I can co-sign on that.
Yep.
And pho as well.
Yep. Like anything like where you could just heat up the juice.
Oh, yeah. But the only thing, though, is that I will say in 2021, can we please just keep the contactless delivery drop off at my door?
Yes.
I don't want to have to.
Pizzas.
I don't want the doorbell ring.
There's some dude. I had the contactless delivery checked on the little box thing, and he stood there and waited for me to come to the door to hand me my pizza.
No,
I'm like, hey, man.
Zero tip.
Leave me alone. I'm in my boxers.
See, but the contactless is weird, though, because my girlfriend and I got some over the weekend, and we forgot that we checked the contactless box, so the food was sitting out there for like 45 minutes.
Really? Did you get alerts on your phone?
We forgot.
How high were you?
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, 11.
Yes.
Okay. Because, I was going to say, they give you 1,000 alerts.
Oh, we ordered food. I forgot.
No, man, because I know how hungry I am. I'm tracking that thing like a hawk, like a stalking ex-girlfriend, who's trying to figure out where I'm at.
I got it mirrored up on my TV. It's like watching Cops.
We need a helicopter chase of the driver coming straight to the house to bring me that cold-ass burrito.
Now, that's an idea.
Yes.
Now,
that would be.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about great lazy ideas. If we could scramble a chopper for people that wanted to track their food to the next level, hell yeah.
That would be it.
Because there's nothing more tilting when you order food and then the car is just sitting there spinning.
Oh, no.
You stopped at the gas station.
That's not the most tilting thing. The most tilting thing is when you know they're in another neighborhood delivering something else.
Yeah.
Like, and you're like, oh, hell no.
Am I not enough for you?
Got to deliver to other people.
What's her name? Tell me your name. Just tell me your name.
So let me ask you guys a question. Obviously, during the pandemic, a lot of people have gotten very proficient in the kitchen. Like they're cooking more and making food.
What's that like?
Well, I'm not even going to ask you, Mahoney.
Because you ate mashed potatoes 6 times this weekend. You were kind of a little chef.
No.
No? Oh, okay.
I didn't make
Audrey, are you better in bed or better in the kitchen when it comes to skills?
Oh, this is a toughie. I think that I'm a pillow princess. I've come to find that that's a term. So I'd say probably better in the kitchen.
Better in the kitchen. Ian, same question for you. Better in bed or better in the kitchen?
Am I a pillow princess too then?
You like just laying down?
Oh, I do a lot
being
more
serviced.
I do a lot more than lay down. So okay, I would say I'm
so
a lot.
You're not a pillow princess then. That's what that means.
Women's of sex is in the kitchen. I'm better at sex in the kitchen.
Okay, show off.
All right,
what?
All right.
Hey, come on, be adventurous.
All right. Put the spatula away. Answer
Where's
the question.
That turkey baster?
No, come on.
Too far.
By the way, turkey basters, every time you look at them, you're like, that thing's creepy as hell.
But I'm going to baste the hell out of this turkey.
Hell yeah, yeah. That turkey is good.
You like this turkey?
Yeah, uh-huh. You do.
Call or text the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show anytime at 833-YO-DUMMY.
What's the point of that story? Oh, yeah, a bunch of people are cooking now. I think they're good at it.
I think they're better at cooking than in bed. Huh? Okay, sure.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So here's a question that we have for you today. You can call or text us at 833-YO-DUMMY on social media at Dave Mahoney. What is the single most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you at a sporting event? So, like you're at a sporting event, maybe as a spectator, or you're actually the person that's out on the field or the court and you are playing. What is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened? This one comes to us from Jeremy on Facebook. He said, I got knocked out in a wrestling match and I don't remember just before the whistle starting. It was about 30 minutes later. I came to and one of the stat girls was hugging me in the athletic trainer's room.
Oh.
You got knocked out for 30 minutes?
I mean, you think about a throw or something like that, get suplexed.
I mean, call an ambulance. At what point do you go, okay, this guy probably needs some medical attention if
losing
you're
oxygen.
Out for 30 minutes?
There's so many slaps on the face that somebody can take.
Well, I mean,
and then trying to resuscitate
what
somebody.
What are those little salts they use to like...
Smelling salts.
Yeah.
Salts.
Is it an Epsom salt?
That's what you take a bath in.
Is that
what?
Oh, sore.
Yeah.
This sounds so nice.
They just put
relaxing.
A salt lamp right in front of you. Himalayan salt lamp.
Melissa in Louisville said, the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to me at a sporting event is when I got busted hooking up with my boyfriend underneath the bleachers at the game.
Ayo.
Can we just talk
my
about...
My pants were full on off
what?
When the teacher walked under the bleachers and found us.
Can we just talk about how nasty it is under any bleachers ever?
Hey, man, when you're in high school, you got to
do what you got to do.
You
got to find,
you gotta find your spot. Yeah, no, pick your spot,
like the
man.
Ones that are in the gym are nasty. The ones that are out on the football field are nasty. It's like people spilling stuff, dropping stuff,
I love that you're
still cleaner than
smell.
My car back then.
Yeah, yeah. It was way cleaner. Than your car.
I mean, dude, have you never had dumpster sex?
No,
because
I have not had dumpster
sex. A bunch of people that I know used to have dumpster sex.
Yes.
They would go out back where the dumpster was.
And hide behind
and
the dumpster.
And they would hook up behind the dumpster.
That's like, when you just go, that's because you guys went to ridiculous, gross college bars.
First off.
I worked in one,
take
first
it back.
Of all.
Just dropping truths here.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
the most people have not had relations near a dumpster.
Not even to have relations. When I just used to actually have to go to the bathroom, I would have to wade through 3 inches of urine. I mean,
there's a difference between using the bathroom near a dumpster and hooking up near a dumpster. It's like hooking up in a bathroom.
I'm talking about the college bars, like just going to the actual bathroom that was in the college bar.
Yeah.
There'd be like...
A foot.
Four inches of urine and whatever else was on the floor.
And for whatever reason, whenever I would go to the bathroom, sometimes like women just get like this Hulk strength whenever they're drunk. And like toilets would be like ripped out of the grounds and like The doors would be
chick
off of the hinge.
Chick bathrooms are way grosser than dude bathrooms.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is hard to do in some of those
all
college bathrooms.
All bathrooms absolutely are nasty gross as hell. This is why I like shoes without laces, because if you got floppy ass laces, your shoelaces are getting in all that urine.
So your toes, Mr. Slides.
My toes don't touch the ground ever.
Well, they
in
might.
These slides, especially not in a bathroom. Like the people who hook up in a bathroom, y'all need Jesus.
No, you. Yeah. And I mean, you need to remember what it was like to not be able to keep your hands off somebody.
You are funny.
No. You're just an old grumpy man.
I love how you just forget who you were when you were in your 20s.
I've never hooked up in a bathroom.
Yes, you
ever
have.
Ian,
dude.
No way.
Never once.
How long has it been since you hooked up in a bathroom?
In a bathroom?
Yeah.
God, probably a couple of weeks.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks.
He was alone.
And a dumpster probably like
sooner.
6 months ago. Yeah, it was over the summer. Like that's why Mahoney drinks too much.
Over the summer. Oh, so it was hot dumpster sex.
Ew, yes,
it
was. Yeah.
I hate you all.
What is that, cabbage?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
The most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you, specifically at a sporting event. Ashley on Facebook said, I farted and I had bad gas. I was at a basketball game and everyone starts looking around like, what died? So I just looked around with them.
No, you never fart on a bench because it vibrates.
Oh, well, if you're playing, but if you're in the crowd and you're, you know, a woman, I feel like you're not the first person who gets
looked at. It's
always
Mahoney.
They look at me immediately. And yes, half the time it was me. But the other half, I feel really stereotyped.
I like how your ass accounts for the everyone else in the room 50% of the time. Andy said, one day while playing flag football during PE class, I went up to catch a pass when the kid guarding me went up to grab my flag and instead ripped off my Adidas throwaway pants, the ones with the buttons on the side.
Yeah, why would you wear those?
And there I was laying in the middle of the field surrounded by my classmates with no pants and my boxers down to my knees.
No.
I was in the fetal position, tried to hide the old Franken beans.
So I have a very similar story. I played high school volleyball. I was all conference. I was a devastating
shout
front
out to
row
your youth
player.
Oh,
that's
yeah
right.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Still has the Letterman jacket.
It's on the Wikipedia page for his high school, too.
That's right. They want me in the high school Hall of Fame, but I declined.
You declined.
I declined.
Too cool for that.
I did.
Oh, gosh.
So senior night's when they have all the families come. It's usually the busier night. So, you know, instead of the normal six people who are at a boys volleyball, high school volleyball game, there were maybe 18 people.
Ooh,
and this was my sophomore year.
Uh-huh.
And they would announce the starting lineup. And I was a starter my sophomore year. So they announced us. We would rip off our tearaway pants and throw them over to the bench area. So they call me. I run up, whoosh, throw them over, and I realize for some reason I forgot to put on shorts that day.
So you had underwear on though.
Yeah, I did have.
Okay.
I did have underwear on.
That's good.
But everybody thought I did it on purpose to try to get a laugh or, you know, do
Mr.
something.
Funny.
To be fair, it was hilarious. I bet.
Yeah. But the realization of like I don't have any pants on and having to walk out of the gym in front of, you know, everybody's parents.
Did
and
you sprint?
Oh no, I slowly, casually walked
sauntered out, and then they called them skid marks the rest of the high school career.
I did. Hey, they weren't tidy whities. You could not wear tidy whities in high school. Like back in the 90s,
no way.
Your life was over if you're wearing tidy whities.
And oddly, the boxers that we all wore. I don't know who like finally decided to put the underwear technology together with boxers. But back in high school, at least for me, it was always like the flimsy.
Dude, we could jump out of a plane and land safely in those kinds of boxers.
Yeah. Paper thin, and they had no button on the
right,
the hole.
Yeah, and they would always bunch up, too.
That was awful.
That was terrible.
It was terrible.
Okay, well, but I mean, like, girls' underwear wasn't that much better, especially like in the 90s
you
and early 2000s.
No. Thong technology back in the early 90s with the whale tail that you would pull it like all
I
the
know
way up to your
can
hips.
You imagine what that feels like for us? And it was always like the low rise jeans, and you have to pull up because that was so popular. Yeah. It was like you said, the whale tail. But that was so uncomfortable.
I saw a tweet this weekend that said that the thong song by Cisco could never be written now in 2020.
No.
And that person was just so happy that Cisco took the opportunity to write the thong song. Man. At the exact right moment in history.
Thank you so much, Cisco. No one ever. Honestly.
I wonder what Cisco's up to today. Like actually today, I wonder what he's doing.
Right now?
Right now. Like what do you think
probably
Cisco
running errands,
is doing?
Dude.
Right.
He's going to Trader Joe's. He's got stuff to do.
Bleaching his hair.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Most embarrassing moment that you've ever had at a sporting event. Maybe you were actually out on the field. We got a text from Zach at 833-YO-DUMMY. He said, I was 8 years old and playing soccer. A bug got in my eye.
Oh, no.
And then somebody kicked the soccer ball at me, and it hit me right in the stomach, knocked me down, couldn't see, couldn't breathe. Good times.
Okay, so similar, same kind of story, but mine was like indoor soccer, and I was playing on a co-ed team, and it was one of the most frightening things ever, playing against another dude in a smaller than this room that we're in the studio right now. And he just launches it, hits me in the face, and I fall straight back, hit my head on the gymnasium floor.
Oh,
with,
boom. No, boom.
That's how I feel. Oh, like.
It was like with her big ass head. I was like, yeah, man.
Like adult dodgeball always goes too far.
Yes.
Something very similar. There's always a guy who's got like, who's roided up like Roger Clemens and is throwing that ball 800 miles an hour.
No other way to take his aggression out.
Yeah.
Except for adult dodgeball. Cool. Danny joining us this morning. What's up, Danny?
Hey, I was just going to tell you about my most embarrassing thing in the sporting event.
Yeah, what happened?
I was in third grade, and I just watched the movie Candyman. I was at a friend's house, and I couldn't go to the bathroom because I was scared to death of the mirror. And I kept holding it, and he said, let's go play football. And I was playing with all these older guys in fifth grade, and they threw me a pass, and I peed myself right there in front of everybody.
Did you catch it at least, or did you drop the ball too?
I dropped it.
You dropped it and you peed yourself. Dang, Danny. That
so
sucks.
was it one of those? Do you remember those Nerf spiral footballs?
Hell yes, with like little tail on the end of it.
But had the whistle on
it. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Because you feel like such a badass when you chuck that thing.
It goes so far.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The first time I ever blacked out or was knocked out because of pain, I was a senior in high school, and we were playing street football with a whistler and me and a couple other like good friends, and on the out in the asphalt, and for some reason, my buddy, who, you know, was on the football team, launches one. I mean, and not like purposely at my junk.
Oh,
but
it hits you in the junk and you blacked out?
It goes the tip of the football to direct hit.
Direct hit.
Direct hit. You sunk my battleship or dinghy. And I blacked out, fell over.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm not sure if you guys do a lot of it, but I feel like really bad printing stuff out nowadays. Maybe it's a combination of politics and all the fires going on, but every paper I print, I look at as like a tree that didn't get a chance to make it, and it kind of makes me feel bad. You know what I mean?
Message deleted.
Jeez.
What?
Holy moly. That
a
hit.
Tree that didn't get to make it.
That's so devastating.
I mean, what else do you have to look forward to as a tree?
Yeah.
A bunch of birds living in you,
yes.
Pooping on you, squirrels, Ford and Caton.
Do trees feel pain?
An ecosystem?
No.
No?
I think they do.
Yeah,
I would like to hope that.
Yeah. Only Ents do, and that's made up in J.R.R. Tolkien's world. So I don't believe it.
Huh.
Those were very scary trees.
And we can also plant new trees, which I am all for. You know, I love it when you get these crazy YouTubers. I love the Mr. Beast thing. He wanted to plant, what was it, 20 million trees?
Yeah.
I think earlier on this year. So, you know, like, let's
who's
get behind.
Mr. Beast?
A YouTube guy. He does weird stuff.
But I mean,
he just plant trees or just other weird
stuff?
No,
he does like everything he does is always big. It's just a positive YouTuber. Like,
oh, okay.
You know, there's a lot of really bad YouTube channels out there.
Yeah.
Like this one, like if kids are into, which I think they are, into Mr. Beast, very
days.
Wholesome. Like likes doing nice things, but ridiculous things.
Which, I will say, though, that I like only like paper in certain circumstances. I don't like mail because it usually comes with bills.
We can do away with all of paper mail,
yeah.
I think, unless it's a check.
Magazines also seem like a little bit wasteful to me.
Can we just stop the junk mail? Like, I mean, like I like a birthday card with a crisp Abraham Lincoln $5 bill coming.
Yeah.
Only
give me a card if it's got money inside.
But like,
save the dollar.
Can we do without the weekly from the grocery store I don't go to?
Yes.
I don't need
every
time. That.
I also do not need, it happened again, which it hadn't in a while, but I also do not need a phone book thrown on the front stoop of my house. What are you doing?
You got a phone book?
They still deliver phone books. And I'm like, Instantly goes in the recycling.
I also don't pay for the paper, but every once in a while,
you'll get a paper.
I'll get a paper.
Well, that seems like a nice treat.
Yeah, I want a paper.
Is it? Is it though?
Yeah,
because I don't ever notice it until I've like run over it.
So we got the paper delivered to the house when we bought the house 8 years ago. I think we had the paper delivered for like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
and all we did was it would go straight from the house into the recycling.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's something that some people like, it's like nostalgia, right? Like
yeah.
they like the feeling of cracking open the paper in the morning and reading that, yeah.
But then it just became more of a liability because we were like, when we would go out of town, the papers would stack up.
Oh, and then everyone knows you're out of town.
That's right.
Oh.
So and then we would call and be like, hey, can you stop our service for these days? And then they wouldn't do it.
That is one of the hardest things, is trying to get out of being a newspaper subscriber. I was trying to actually help. I got scammed is what happened. Somebody knocked on my door. It was a student. She was like, please help me pay for my student loans. And I was like, sure, whatever. So I signed up for the newspaper and it started getting dropped off at my door because I was trying to help this kid through college.
That was a sugar
like
baby.
$5 a month or whatever. I don't know.
You were that kid, that little girl sugar daddy in a way.
That's exactly
kind
what
of.
Was.
Yeah.
Pay for my student loans.
I will say, back in the day, though, before the internet was really a popular thing, like when we'd be getting ready to go to school, you know, early in the morning, and the guy was out there throwing the papers.
Yep.
Like it was always one dude. Mm-hmm. And he could throw them out of both windows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
While he was driving.
That is a skill, man.
That's how I knew
and
I needed to get
stunning,
home.
Stunningly accurate as well. Like, knew exactly where to throw it, and it would land right where it was supposed to.
Worst car, though. Always driven.
Terrible.
Always driving the worst car.
Or a weird van.
Or the weird Astro van.
Yeah. No, Astro van or a bootleg ice cream truck van.
Oh, that's scary.
You're like, look. The thing you can do with the papers is pretty cool. But I know a lot of bad stuff has happened in that vehicle.
What do you do after you throw the papers?
What do you do?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Can you guys please lay off the politics on your show? I really enjoy watching, but no one wants to hear this politics crap anymore. Election's over. Cut it out. Thank you.
Message deleted.
We don't talk about politics on our show.
We intentionally don't talk about politics on the show.
Because idiots like you.
Dumb Karen.
And we still get voicemails.
This is a Karen and Karen in one little thing. It's like, do you even listen?
Did you call the wrong number? I mean, yes, it is named after you, 833-YO-DUMMY, but come on, man. Use your brain.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So we're probably going to be stuck with wearing these masks for the foreseeable future. I'm kind of nervous about how crazy these mask designs are going to get. Have you ever seen the one where the mouth part is transparent and you can, like, see through it? Something about it just weirds me out.
Message deleted.
Yeah, I don't like the transparent masks. They feel really weird to me. But I don't know if the mask thing's going to be here long term. If we've got the Pfizer thing that came out a week ago, it was 90% effective.
The Moderna one at 95%. Yeah.
And that doesn't need to be stored super cold. So, I mean, I think we're in maybe... I feel like if we can normalize it, because when I go on a plane,
travel.
I still would like everybody to wear a mask, because every time I get on a damn plane, somebody's coughing and sneezing and gets me sick no matter what.
I think that it is a very interesting thought whenever we have these vaccines. We've already normalized wearing a mask. So I'm very curious to see how it's going to be accepted back whenever I'm like, if I'm able to go to the grocery store without wearing a mask, am I going to be like part of like, oh, she needs to be canceled because she's not wearing a mask, even though it's been so normalized over 2020.
No, I don't think it'll be like that where it's weird to not wear a mask. But I also don't think it's going to be weird anymore to wear a mask.
No.
Because for the longest time, you'd get on a plane if you saw somebody wearing a mask. That was...
People wouldn't sit next to you, which my wife and I, why we would rock masks before it was...
So people don't sit next to you?
Yes. Because they assume that you were sick or weird or both, which we are.
Here's what's making news.
So big news about the vaccine for COVID-19. They are saying that the newly developed Moderna vaccine is 94.5% effective.
When you say Moderna, don't you think of wine?
I do, kind of, actually, now that you say that.
No? What is it? Is there a Moderna wine?
I don't know. I have a rye, a Whistlepig 12-year rye that's aged in, maybe it's Madeira.
Or maybe Modelo. I think of beer. Like a party.
Anyway,
a celebration.
The world has saved you guys. It's a big deal.
Great news.
Yeah, it really is very exciting. The thing, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, the big part of the release of not only the 94.5% effective. That's a huge deal. But we had Pfizer, you know, last week come out saying there's was 90% effective. In order for it to get cleared by the FDA, they were hoping for it to be at least 50% effective. So going from all the way hoping it would be 50 to almost 100% effective. Woo! It's a really big deal.
Pretty amazing.
And the Moderna one does not need to be stored at super cold temperatures.
So that was the biggest problem that they were nervous about, right? Was how are you going to store this?
How are you going to store it? How are you going to get it around the country? And certainly for places outside of the developed world as well. Like, how on earth would you get that to a remote place in the Amazon? You know, it's just impossible.
You just give them the formula?
Never going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, are the remote places in the Amazon, are they really being affected by COVID because they're already isolated?
I haven't been to a remote place in the Amazon recently.
But the wine I was thinking of was Madeira, which is a fortified wine made on the Portuguese islands of Madeira. They're Madeira Islands, right off the coast of Africa.
Okay.
So, and now we know.
Okay. It's like Moderna, close enough.
Well, thank you for clarifying that thing that was similar to the name of the vaccine, which could save humanity.
I just don't want people to get confused.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they go out and buy a bunch of Madeira wine.
They're just hammered. Yeah.
Could you imagine, though, if that was actually the cure for COVID? It was just drinking a crap ton of Moderna or whatever wine?
It is not. I've tried.
Yeah, James already been doing the testing.
We would have solved this week one of the shutdown.
We wouldn't have told anyone so we could still stay inside and drink wine.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So Tommy Lasorda is in the hospital, and is in the ICU with heart issues. Of course, you know, famed manager from the Los Angeles Dodgers. He's 93 years old, so he's up there, right? But easily one of the most entertaining managers in baseball history.
Without a doubt. Yeah. I mean, can you think of a bigger personality in the last 50 years in baseball managing history?
No. I mean, I'm not a fan of the Dodgers.
Nor am I, but...
But I love a manager that will straight up run onto the field and punch somebody.
I like a guy who kicks dirt.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to kick dirt for the team, get out of here.
Right on the base.
I like a dude who will argue with an umpire, get ejected, and then still stand there and scream
at
him.
We gotta bump the belly.
That's the type
of belly bump.
Belly bump.
Oh, God.
That is such a dad move, the belly bump. You're not allowed to hit him, so you're like, I'm going to punch you with my gut.
Here's my boobies.
Well, we wish Tommy a speedy recovery.
Yes,
I mean, especially, I mean, it's been a good year for them, you know, watching the Dodgers win the World Series, you know, for the first time since he won it.
Yeah.
Like 33
years, whatever it is. Yeah. So would you guys buy Kate Gosselin's house?
No.
So this is the house that the reality show was filmed in. It has a three-car garage, has its own private living quarters, which is the perfect place for an ex-spouse to crash. That's where John would stay when he would come to the house after they split up. The sale is pending, so it's not officially sold just yet, but $1.3 million.
Oh, get out of here.
Well, so that was my first reaction, too. Then I'm like, oh, it's on 23 acres? That's why, in Pennsylvania. And, but I just feel like there's so many bad vibes with that house.
Yeah, it's like worse than a haunted house. It's just that, like, I feel like you walk into that house instead of being possessed by a spirit, you're possessed by that awful haircut she had. Your hair, every time you look into the mirror.
That's all you can see. Can I just buy a house that somebody was killed in instead?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dave and Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout?
So Mahoney famously went to not one, not two, but three different community colleges, did not obtain a degree from any of them. It doesn't matter, though. Look at you with all the success that you're having
in
life.
Dave, I identify as having a degree.
You know what? I can't argue with you on that. It's 2020.
Thank you.
So here's how this game works. You and Audrey are going to be asked the same questions. If you would be so kind as to get up and leave the room, go to your soundproof space. There is six questions. That means there is one pass today, should you choose to use it. And Audrey, you got
He's sprinting out of here. I've never seen him leave this fast. He has no... Oh, okay. He needs coffee.
Wait, he's going to get coffee? He doesn't know how long it's going to... All right.
Whatever. I'm not chasing him down either, so...
Yeah. All right, so again, a total of six questions. If you get one right today, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. Here we go with question number one. Which continent is home to the most independent countries?
Which continent, huh?
Yeah.
There's a hint. There's seven.
There's
seven.
This one has the most independent countries.
Asia.
What's that?
Asia? Is that a continent? I'm getting nervous. I'm getting sweaty. I don't like these questions.
You do have a pass if you want to use
it. One question.
Yeah.
The most independent countries. I'm going to say Asia.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Africa. 53 in Africa. Oh. Africa.
As of a couple of weeks ago, 54. I had to update. Sorry, I didn't update that. 54.
Oh, 54 now.
54.
Okay.
Oh, good for
Wait, where did they get an extra country from?
I forget the name.
Okay, whatever. On to number two.
Just trust me.
What sign of the zodiac is also called the water bearer?
A Pisces.
No.
Is it Aquarius?
Aquarius.
Dumb, yeah. Audrey. Come on. I got scrambled egg brings this
okay,
morning. It's
so,
fine.
Can
I just go backwards and pass on that?
No.
Dang it.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
When facing Mount Rushmore, what president's head is the furthest to the right?
Oh, man. I've never been. And I think I've seen it like twice. So I'm going to say it is old Jefferson.
You do have a pass.
I'm going to pass.
Okay, good choice. Abraham Lincoln.
I was also going to say Abe.
Okay, well, we have three more to go. The pass has been used. And we don't have any right yet. It's okay.
Great.
Name the liquid produced by flowers to attract insects.
Okay, so it's... Oh, it's not pollen. It's going to be... Not sap. It's going to be, oh no, it starts, it's like right there on the tip of my tongue. It is, no. I'm just going to say pollen because I can't think.
Nectar. For those of you that are watching along, wrong answers only in chat, please.
I mean, no, give me at least one right answer, please.
Two more to go. What does DC stand for in electrical terminology?
What are these questions? Conductor.
Easy question.
Something conductor. A
dumb connector. No.
No, I didn't say that. Okay. I said conductor of something.
Conductor is not correct. Oh, okay. It's direct current.
Direct current. Yes. Remarkable performance today.
We do have one more question
to
go.
Okay.
Which period came first, the Jurassic or Triassic?
Jurassic.
No.
Whoa. This might be the worst I've ever done.
Maybe. Yeah. All right. Mahoney has re-entered the room.
Holy moly.
Did you not get coffee?
It's brewing.
Oh, it's brewing. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go, Mahoney. There is a total of six. There is one pass today.
Took
should you choose
time.
To use it? Okay.
I feel like a lot of collusion.
Lots of collusion.
A bunch.
That's right.
A bunch of
That's right.
I don't know if you'll be able to get a single question right today, Mahoney.
Number one, which continent is home to the most independent countries?
Which continent is home to the most independent? Define. I mean, like, what do you mean by independent?
Answer the question.
Yeah, define.
It is defined by the actual question. Which continent is home to the most independent countries?
Are we talking about like individually craft brews?
Yeah.
Like,
oh this my is gosh. The United States of America is an independent country.
So you're talking like, okay.
Countries.
So let's
like
go.
A country.
Country.
Like, yes.
I'm going to go Europe.
No.
What, Asia?
No.
What, Africa?
Yes.
I feel like there's a lot of colonial stuff happening in Africa.
A lot
Africa
of colonial
still.
Stuff.
Yeah, a lot of really horrible colonial stuff that's still going on there.
I like how
China's...
you just instantly start attacking Africa.
What's no, what? I'm not. That's
Damn.
Not. That's
not his team. No, he's team. You're team Africa.
No,
you're anti.
No. Yeah, that's not an attack upon Africa. That's an attack upon the people who colonized it.
Okay.
Horrible Europeans. And
question number two.
China.
What sign of the zodiac is also called the water bearer?
Aquarius.
Yeah. Question number three. When facing Mount Rushmore, what president's head is the furthest to the right?
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Dumb question.
Too correct. Question number four. Name the liquid produced by flowers to attract insects.
The liquid?
Mm-hmm. You do have a pass.
I'll pass.
Okay.
Good pass.
Nectar is what you're looking
soy
for.
Sauce.
Thinking pimp juice from Nelly. Remember that from the
You know what?
Early
I
Cuba.
Would have accepted that.
We'd have to.
All right, two more to go. What does DC stand for in electrical terminology?
Oh, boy. Something current. I don't know. Delta current.
No, close. Direct current. Direct current is what you're looking for there. And
yeah, and AC's alternating current. That's right.
Final question. Which period came first, the Jurassic or Triassic?
Are we talking about...
oh, my God. Just pick one.
Answer the question.
On,
it's a 50-50 shot.
When,
just flip the coin.
When the dinosaurs come of age and then they have to go see that movie in health class.
And then they're trying all sorts of acid.
I'm going to go with the Triassic.
Triassic is correct. Mahoney, you got 3 right. Audrey got 0 right.
Not even close.
Wow.
Yeah, I said wow as well. It was a terrible performance.
Yeah, for Mount Rushmore, she said Jimmy Carter.
No, I didn't.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So this story makes me so happy. They caught the guy who randomly punched Rick Moranis for no reason. Rick Moranis,
good.
National treasure.
I hope they
Honey,
got
I Shrunk
him.
The Kids, Ghostbusters, everything else. He was walking in New York City near his apartment, and some guy just walked up for no reason at all. And keep in mind, like, Rick Moranis is teen.
Almost 70, too.
Well, he's almost 70.
And he's Canadian.
And he's 5'5". Like, he's a very small person.
Yeah.
And this big dude just out of nowhere hauls back and punches him in the face for no reason.
And it turns out it was legitimately for no reason. This guy had been arrested 7 times this year for assault.
Oh,
so I hope they take that machine, you know, that very phallic-looking machine from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh, yeah, and right up the old keister.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's Honey, I Got Locked Up.
we talk about, you know, our punishment of choice. And it's almost always to be drawn and quartered by meese, by a
pack
of meese.
Which would make sense because Rick Moranis is
Canadian,
a national treasure
and
of Canada.
Meese are vicious, violent creatures.
Well, they're also very protective, Dave.
Of the fellow Canadians.
Yeah.
That's right. You mess with a Canadian, the meese will get you.
Yeah.
It's a pack of moose.
That dude's going to...
It's meese. Mooses
and meeses.
Yeah,
that dude is going to get his ass beat.
Do you know what drawing and quartering is?
When you take like ropes to each arm and
then
leg,
to each
right?
Limb,
and then you just go in 4 different directions.
Yeah. Yeah. They actually used to do that with horses to people. It was
pretty horrifying.
Gosh.
Pretty awful.
But
barbarians.
You punch Rick Moranis.
You punch Rick Moranis and you deserve to be drawn and quartered by meese.
He's going to get his ass whooped in prison for sure.
Yeah,
because
as well he should.
Again, Rick Moranis. Nobody has a bad... Nobody literally out there has a bad word to say about Rick Moranis. He's a guy who quit Hollywood at the peak of his career to go take care of
his kids
because his wife passed.
Yep.
Good dude. Did not deserve it. And he is not vindictive. We are being vindictive on his part.
Well, how do you think that... I mean, surely he's not going to jail whenever somebody asks him, like, hey, what did you get locked up for? He's not going to say, hey, I punched...
No, but you're
the
famous.
...the kid from the honey.
No, it word gets out.
Dude. Oh, you
word
think?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, word gets out.
And to people in jail?
Oh, for sure. It's not like they don't have...
Yeah, Audrey, you saw that television show. They're going to send it down through the bowls.
Through the
you know
toilet
what I mean?
Bowls, yeah.
Yeah, they got the kites.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, Rick Moranis,
hey, did
dude.
You hear? We got that dude.
They're going to send it to him in code in like a People magazine. They're just going to circle different letters.
So Judge Judy is in the middle of a legal battle right now. She was partnered with this group called Rebel Entertainment Partners out of L.A., and they were the ones that represented her TV show. Well, now they're saying that she didn't give them the fair share of the $22 million in profits.
Ooh.
So having settled a previous similar suit with CBS over hefty Judge Judy profits, Rebel, under its lucrative profit participation as the successor in interest of the series' original packager, they're saying that basically they're owed $5 million by Judge Judy.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I hope that Judge Judy has to go to court and deal with somebody like herself.
You don't like Judge Judy?
Just shushing her. No, I actually do like Judge Judy.
Yeah.
I think she's entertaining.
Yeah.
But she is a dick to everyone, which is what makes her show work,
yeah.
Right? If she were to get treated a similar way, like every time she tried to speak, they shushed her.
I'm talking.
But yeah, $5 million is what they're saying.
That's a lot of money.
$22 million is the total amount of profits that are up for grabs.
See, I thought it was something higher than that. I thought she signed a new deal that was like $75 million a year.
This is the profits from before.
Oh,
so
before
she signed
a
new deal, and she left the Rebel Entertainment Partners, and that's why this lawsuit is in play right now.
Okay.
So the Foo Fighters are awesome. They did a show this past weekend at the Roxy in Hollywood, and they were selling virtual tickets to it for $15. But the whole thing is that it was to help out other musicians. So it's something called the Sweet Relief Music Fund, and it's for musicians and stagehands and venues and other music industry workers who have obviously just been totally decimated by
destroyed.
The pandemic.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
there is talk, obviously, lots of exciting talk about the vaccine, and you know, Live Nation just was talking about, you know, resuming concerts by middle of next year, but I mean, it's still a year and a half down the toilet.
Seems a little too soon, even though it's...
Yeah.
half a year away.
No, but I mean, the music industry and the stage hands, right. It's not the rock stars, the big time
rock
stars.
Dave Grohl's going to be fine, yeah, right? But I mean, you're talking about all these other people who make their living not making
touring.
A whole bunch of cash,
and most
they've been totally out of work.
And most, like, you know, not superstar. I mean, when you're not talking like Dave Grohl or Post Malone or Lady Gaga, they make their money off of sales, but also touring. But like most musicians make their money off of touring,
yep.
And that has...
in the tour hands, right up. Like, yep. Everybody who's a part of it.
Yeah. People who are, you know, ushers at these venues, the people that, you know, set
thousands of people go into each, you know, there's a lot of jobs that we don't think about. And once the vaccine comes, we are going to, like, start saving your money now because we are going to see the greatest concert season of all time. Everybody is going on tour.
Be on tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Does that make you want to go to a concert? Because I know we're kind of like concert brats, you and I. We want to see. Would you stand?
I'm not standing for anybody.
Okay.
A year and a half away from all concerts, and you literally won't go somewhere where you have to stand?
No, I want a seat. I'm not going to a concert without a seat.
There's not a single artist in this world that you would go stand to watch?
Zero.
Not even Dave?
Even the Foo Fighters?
Yes.
No, I've seen the Foo Fighters, and I love them, but I'm not standing for them.
Copper said Dave Grohl equals rock star. Dave Grohl is the greatest living rock star right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, any artist of all time. The Beatles.
I don't care about the Beatles.
Elvis Presley.
I don't care about Elvis.
Who do you care about? What do you care about other than mashed potatoes?
It was going to be mashed potatoes with a microphone would get him to stand.
The California raisins.
Yes. If you had a live action California raisins,
that's what you land on.
Knew it.
That's how Mahoney's just standing there with
literally going to say that
with a bowl of mashed potatoes, watching the California raisins. So stupid.
Tipsy or toddler.
So all the things that you're about to hear are either said by a person who's had way too much to drink or a little kid. Can you figure out which is which by just hearing the actual words that were said? Ian, somehow, I don't even know how he does this, transcribes what was said in each one of these, and it is tricky. So, Mahoney, you're going to read the first one. Audrey, you'll go on the second, and then Ian and I will bounce back and forth on the final three. Whoever gets more correct is going to be our winner today. Take it away, Mahoney.
Number one. Yes, Mindy B. I just threw out. Where? I just threw it right there. It's right there.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler?
That is a toddler.
That is not a toddler. Somebody who's had too much to drink. Let's listen.
It's Mindy B. I just threw up everywhere. I just threw up right there.
Oh, so what is he threw up?
What is the context there? What is he talking about?
He just threw up, and he was filming himself in the bathroom afterwards.
Filming himself in the bathroom afterwards.
That's kind of vlog I like.
Props got it right, said tipsy. All right, here we go on to number two, Audrey.
Dave forgot it. The chicken finger. Nah, be good. A chicken tree. I want a grilled cheese.
Tipsy or toddler?
That is a tipsy person.
Oh, what made you think that?
Huh? It's in the language. He knows.
Yeah, here we go.
I forgot I put chicken in a finger. Now we good. A chicken tree. I want grilled cheese.
I smell collusion.
What are you talking about? Kids don't know the word.
They don't know chicken tender?
They don't know a chicken tree. And
if they ask
for a grilled cheese, they would just ask cheese, I think.
See, everybody in the chat even said toddler, too. I think you saw my piece of paper.
I did not.
Here we go. On to number three. Ring in by saying your name when you think you know the answer. Hi, everyone. Who is the boss in this house? I'm the smallet, and I'm Chloe, and I'm the smallet.
Mahoney.
And boys, and I'm the boss.
Audrey.
That's cheating.
That is a toddler,
Dave.
That is a toddler.
Hi, everyone. Who is the boss in this house? I'm the smallest, and I'm Chloe, and I'm the smallest, and Bozo, and I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Wait, watch out for Chloe. She's the boss.
Mahoney has two. Audrey has zero points in any of the games today.
Fuming.
All right. On to number four, Ian.
Clip number four. But if you say you don't, what did you say? Not bad words? Not funny. It's not funny, I said. What'd you say?
Mahoney.
Audrey. No.
Mahoney for the win.
That is a toddler.
I'm yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable today.
I'll go ahead. I'll just leave.
Audrey, there's the door.
Let's hear that toddler.
But if you say no, you don't. What did you say? Not bad words. Not funny. It's not funny, I said. What did you say?
Here's what's making news.
Doesn't this sound awesome? BMW has just made the world's first electrified wingsuit.
So you've seen those wingsuits, the guys who do those crazy, you know, they fly through the mountains. It's usually they skydive down or they base jump and then they just...
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Crazy, amazing athletes, unreal, and now slap an engine on that bitch.
Here's how fast it goes. The guy who was actually trying it out got up to 186 miles an hour.
Nope. No
so
way.
Basically, think of like a turbo, like a plane turbine engine.
Yeah,
just like basically strapped to his chest.
No,
and it's got a turbo boost on it.
Do cocaine like the rest of everybody else who wants adrenaline. Like, what is this? I hate that so much.
It's pretty crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
Like, these guys are some of the most insane daredevils, athletes, just entertainers.
Yeah, I mean, this dude got dropped out of a helicopter at about 10,000 feet.
Yeah,
and then took off in this thing. But ever since I saw the Rocketeer when I was a kid, I've wanted to do something like this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
This is so much cooler than a jetpack.
Way cooler than a jetpack.
The human version of a rocket-powered flying squirrel.
Yep.
Like,
so cool. 186 miles an hour, though. That's pretty intense.
How do you get to that level? Like, you have to practice. You have to practice moving it around.
It's usually skydivers who move on to this, and then, you know, it's like...
Like, level
guys
up?
Guys who are jumping every day. It's like, I don't think you start with the turbine strapped to your chest that's going to make you go over 200 miles an hour.
No.
Yeah, it's like nobody starts off being a meth head. That's just where you end up.
Yeah, true.
Like, you got to build up to it. But almost everyone that I know, and Mahoney, I'm not sure if you know a lot of... serious skydivers, people that
I know a couple,
are really into it.
Yeah.
Almost all of them are total adrenaline junkies.
Yes.
And almost all of them get seriously hurt while doing it.
At some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty,
pretty dangerous.
Nuts. But a thrill.
Yeah.
So Waffle House is releasing its first official beer and it smells just like bacon.
But they're probably not going to actually serve it in Waffle Houses.
Right. Because that would lead to even more fights. Somehow.
Well, I mean, why bring sand to the beach? You're already drunk in a Waffle House.
Yeah,
if you're currently sitting in a Waffle House, you know you're drunk.
Yeah. Who's going to Waffle House sober? Nobody.
Maybe an old person at like 7 a.m.
So they're saying that it's going to be it's called Bacon and Kegs, and it's going to be 6.5% ABV. So,
decent
amount.
It smells just like bacon, which seems cool in concept, but not in execution.
I don't know if I want to drink my bacon. Yeah. I want to eat my bacon. I don't know if I want to drink it.
Yeah. It just tastes like savory, right?
Like, cold bacon is usually pretty good. I don't know. I'm just kind of skeptical on this. I mean, if you had made it hash brown infused, I would be all over it. If you double covered, smothered, and chunked that bitch, I would drink it all day long.
Like a
but
gravy
just,
beer.
Just bacon?
Mm. Mr. ID said people who go to the Waffle House sober are there for the footage. That's true. I mean, if you want it, you're almost guaranteed to see a fight at a Waffle House, especially if it's just past 2 a.m.
Why we never got a World Star Hip Hop cable channel?
It's like live stream.
Yes.
They should just switch
like live PD. Like, World Star.
Yeah, flip back and forth between car chases in Los Angeles and people fighting at the Waffle House.
Exactly.
Watch that.
Cigarette burns everywhere.
Speaking of people fighting, a fight club in New York City with over 200 people got broken up by authorities.
Somebody talked about fight club. You know the rules of fight club.
First rule.
Attendees of the Rumble in the Bronx were discovered drinking, smoking, and fighting. But not socially distanced on Saturday, which of course they weren't. About 11:15 p.m., New York City sheriffs entered a warehouse, found the crowd watching and participating in the fighting. In a tweet, the sheriff said that there was loaded firearms discovered. 10 organizers were charged with multiple crimes, including a significant amount of marijuana that was also found. Michael Roman, the CEO of Rumble in the Bronx, they have a CEO, is facing 8 charges, which includes unlawful assembly and conducting a prohibited combat sport. His organization has an active social media presence and as of Saturday was promoting a mask-free event in Orlando in December.
What?
Yeah.
We got to take the operation down to Orlando, guys, where it's hot. It's hot over here.
Ian, that was
terrible. That was a really bad accent.
Don't do it again.
What?
Your accent.
The Rumble in the Bronx. We got to go to Orlando.
You sound
the
like a guy from Wisconsin doing that.
Do I?
Yes. Your Wisconsin's coming through, man.
Okay, guys. Rumble in the Bronx. Orlando, shut down. There you go. End of story.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So we can all agree, especially with the holidays coming up, right, that porch pirates are the worst.
Yes.
Because people are getting gifts sent to their house. Many times they're for kids or loved ones, and someone's going to steal that. You should chop their thumbs off.
Just this thumbs?
Guy, yeah.
You think of more? Yeah.
I think pinky toes as well.
Pinky toes as well?
Yeah. Instability. You wouldn't be able to walk right.
Yep. No thumbs, no pinky toes.
No stabilizers.
So an accused porch pirate has been arrested after wearing the exact same shirt the very next day to a South Carolina courtroom that he had worn to steal packages from people's porches. Showed up wearing the same shirt.
And they got him on Ring.
Yep. Series of events began after a picture of the guy in the red and green North Face shirt was posted on the Goose Creek resident group on Facebook by someone claiming he had stolen packages that had been left on the porch. Authorities confirmed the man had been arrested after appearing in the courtroom the very next day wearing the same shirt he had been pictured in while stealing the items off the porches.
I mean, when you got a favorite shirt that you look good in, you wear the hell out of that.
This is my stealing shirt and my court shirt.
I'm putting out a vibe in this shirt.
Yeah.
A red North Face shirt? Oh, yeah. You know he paid at least $22 for that?
Easily.
This dude, who is being accused of breaking into Big Slice Pizza in Fullerton, California, he was identified as a 25-year-old named Oscar Sanchez. He broke into this pizza place and was arrested after police posted a security video of him not just breaking into the establishment, but also fixing himself a pizza while he was in there. Yeah, he also stole the pizzeria's cash and tablets. Security footage shows him stretching out the dough on the restaurant's counter. And they have him on suspicion now of grand theft.
Please
grand
tell
theft
me he threw it over his head, right?
I hope so.
The tossing over.
Hey, Mario.
Which is a skill.
It really is.
It really is.
I'm never not impressed by that. You go into any restaurant and that person's chucking that dough up in the air, you're like, you're amazing.
Spin around like a lasso.
Oh, yeah.
Very impressive.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, he got popped for all kinds of stuff, so he's going to jail for quite some time.
Do you feel like you would have the if you broke in, like you know, I feel like you break into a pizza place. Do you think you would know how to make a pizza there? I feel it's above my pay grade.
No. Is the dough already pre-made? Like I don't know how to.
It said that he was stretching out the dough like on the counter. So I mean, this guy
knew what he was doing. Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Maybe cased the place or was a former pizza employee.
Oh.
Ah.
Wanted one last pie for the road.
Can you imagine casing a pizza place just so you could rob it and make a pizza in it? Just
how about? Because no, but who's paying for pizza with cash anyway these days?
True.
There can't be that much money in the safe.
It's got to be a bad time for robbers, right? Like who's paying with cash for anything?
Not me.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was working at my last pizza place, they attempted to rob us. We didn't have enough money, so they went to the liquor store across the street.
Wait, you got robbed?
No, well, I wasn't there at the time, but overnight they tried to get into our safe, open up the safe. There wasn't enough money in there or something, or like, so they went and did a bang bang,
I guess.
Did
they at least leave the money that you had in
there? No, they took it, but it was only like $300.
Oh, $300?
That's pretty good.
Dang.
Yeah, good haul. So I have a lot of questions here. A 42-year-old armed robbery suspect walked out of the Palmetto Police Department in handcuffs on November 2nd and was captured 5 days later, still in the handcuffs. Ronald John
Apparently
Gros,
he's got a kink.
Yeah, initially approached by police for questioning regarding an armed robbery when he attempted to run away. He was arrested on an obstruction charge, taken to the police station, where apparently a bunch of really awful police officers were because he just got up and walked out.
Well, what? No, Dave, this is like when if you act like you know what you're doing and you just walk out, nobody's going to stop you. You walk in with confidence. You see people walk into the Super Bowl every year. They just act like they know what they're doing.
Doesn't that become harder when you're actively in handcuffs?
I mean, if you act like you're not.
Yeah.
Visualize, stick, you know.
Act like you're a handcuff sales guy and you just wanted to demo them for the police department.
Kaiser so say.
But yeah, they found him 5 days later and he was still wearing the handcuffs. And when they spotted him, he took off running again. You're like...
How do you not find somebody to be able to uncuff you?
No, I am glad that this guy was not able to find anybody to uncuff him for 5 full days.
Who do you go? Like are you a mall cop or something? Like what do you who
I
do you approach?
Know. I mean,
sex
I feel
store.
Like yeah.
Sex store.
Hours locksmith.
Sex store, because then you could act like it was just a kink thing. Yeah.
Yep. Sex store.
Yep. And finally, whew, what a night. There was a call about a man on property that he was not supposed to be at, and he was wearing only underwear and screaming for help. The second said a man was banging on their door, and the third person that called 911 said that they had actually been attacked. Here's what happened. The third caller was a victim by the name of Matthew Heisey. He told he told police that he had been stabbed and feared for his life when police arrived. They realized that he'd been stabbed by a guy that had actually been invited into the house. So Let me just back up and try to explain what happened.
Some weird sex stuff going on here?
Yes. That is precisely where this is going. So there
that's why I don't do the dagger role play. There was
a couple that hired a cleaning guy to come clean their house. And when dude showed up at their house, they offered him a drink, to which he said yes.
Okay.
And then they had a bunch of drinks.
Okay.
And then they did some coke.
Okay.
And then they all started having sex.
Oh, okay.
This is all checking out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then at some point, husband and dude got mad at each other about something, maybe the fact that there's a strange cleaning man having sex with my wife, and it seemed like a good idea at the time, and now all of a sudden...
And now that I'm coming sober and a little bit more, too. Yeah.
And then the stabbing happened.
So who stabbed who? Did the husband was stabbed?
No, the husband did the stabbing.
Oh.
So he stabbed the cleaning guy after he got mad at him for supposedly...
Doing a stabbing of his own?
Something like that.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Do any of you get embarrassed around loud talkers? Those people whose voice just seems to carry over everyone's, no matter where you're at? It kills me.
Message deleted.
When I am drunk, I don't give a damn. But when I am sober and everybody else is drunk,
yeah,
that's when I get embarrassed.
Well, so my younger brother, who, by the way, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, James. You can tell how many drinks he's had based on the volume of his voice. Every drink takes it up a couple of decibels. Yeah, it's amazing. And he knows it, too. He's like, I know I'm loud.
He gets excitable.
He's very excited. Like, he's always in a good mood. Yeah. Like, he's always happy.
Not yelling, but like, or yelling like angrily, but you like just speaking very loudly and passionately.
Yeah. And when if there's a sporting event on, he's like, yelling and screaming. Like,
I think he's deaf. I think we need to send him to like.
You think so? You think he's actually hard of hearing?
Like, we need to get him one of those little miracle ears.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's what it is. I feel like he is just hard of hearing.
But eliminate like being drunk, though. Do you all know somebody who's just loud minus the drinking, though?
You know, you never really realize how loud we are as a culture until you go other places.
Right.
Like, Americans are loud. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we get stereotyped as being is kind of loud and boisterous and over the top and annoying. But
fat.
Yeah. But you never really realize it until you go to a place like Japan where like you get on the subway and it's just quiet.
Ew.
You can't hear anyone talking.
I'm into that.
They're having conversations.
Uh-uh. Oh, I love that.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I would love to.
I don't like quiet.
Like if the work week wasn't so long in Japan, I would love to live there.
Does there ever a weekend?
You
haven't been there. You were going to go there.
Well, yeah.
But you haven't actually been there yet. How do you know you would love it?
Because I know it's quiet.
I was really disappointed when I went to Japan because there was always a stereotype that I would be huge. I'd be like a giant over there because supposedly Asian.
That's such a dumb stereotype.
It's just not true.
No, man.
Yeah. It's like everyone's normal size. I'm not walking around the streets like Godzilla. Just such a stupid lie. But I mean, a bunch of people they're like, what are you huge over there? I'm like, no. Everyone's just normal. Just the normal world.
Everybody has gotten taller.
Yeah, over time.
Yeah, that's just how it works.
It's kind of a funny comment, but JC, who's watching at twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney, said, my wife is deaf, and that amuses me. I mean, do you talk smack? Because I would.
I mean, I'm deaf in my left ear.
You do the dishes.
Yeah, like on the side that you know that she can't hear?
Yeah. No, that does not look good, if we're being honest.
She can probably
read lips.
That's evil.
Yeah. Well, no, but if you're both facing the towards the sink of the dishes,
yeah,
you talk smack.
Please leave a message after the tone.
How long does it usually take for all of you guys to drop a habit? Like, maybe you tell yourself you're going to need to cut back on smoking cigars or something like that. How long does it normally take for you to reach your goal, to get, to kick the habit or whatever?
Message deleted.
Never.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever had enough self-discipline to kick a bad habit.
I feel like every bad habit I've ever had and I've quit, I've started back up again.
Yeah.
Always. The one thing is, I've never, I don't have, a drug addiction or a alcohol dependency, but I do have a food dependency and I love junk food.
Are you addicted to junk food?
Oh, I love stuff that's bad for me that tastes great.
But I mean, you've tried to clean up your diet
and
before.
I do, and I can for a time, and then I decide, you know what, I've been good.
I'm gonna dip my foot back into this pool of nacho cheese, and the next thing you know, I am neck deep in that nacho cheese. Just
Audrey, have you successfully quit anything?
Quit
like any bad habits? Yeah, I mean, like stopped.
No. Well, no.
Okay.
I've tried. So, I mean, like, for the most part, I mean, one of the bad habits that, I mean, or good habits that I think I've created in 2020 is that I've stuck to working out. So maybe I'm not as awful as creating habits and sticking with them as that I think. But, oh, I've tried, like, kicking alcohol. I think I've made it, like, 6 months.
You went 6 months without drinking?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
But, I mean, nah.
Yeah, I kick all my good habits, like working out, eating healthy.
Those are easy to quit, huh?
Getting good night's sleep, not resting. Yeah, I could kick those all day long.
That's not what we're talking
about. Really good at creating bad habits.
Yeah. It's Top Stories.
Here's what's making news.
Look, I mean, there's a lot of exciting talk about the vaccine for COVID-19, and people are amped about it. Obviously, great news with the Moderna one coming in without the need for refrigeration. 94.5% effective. Ooh. Yeah, and the bar they had to clear was 50%, so they are way beyond that. Almost 100% effective is just unbelievable. But bravo, scientists. But we're not there yet, right? Like
from the
vaccine
TV network?
Huh?
You said bravo, scientists.
Bravo TV.
Yeah, like okay. It was Andy Cohen, like, got a lab coat on.
Yes.
Million-dollar listing guys. They're in there.
I get it now. I'm not as big of a fan of the Bravo network as you are.
You're missing out. I'm a Real Housewives fan. They just launched Real Housewives Salt Lake City. You watch that yet, Audrey?
No, but I've seen all of the hype about it, and I'm just like, I can't.
Everything.
So when I think of Salt Lake City, it's very, I mean, obviously very Mormon, right?
Yes.
But it's all Instagram influencer, big hats, everything's white.
There's a couple women who
white
left the church.
And tan.
No, I was talking about their skin. Yeah, they're actually just all white.
if coffee creamer was a city, that would be Salt Lake.
Yeah, it would.
With the hazelnut creamer. Yeah. Sorry, Audrey.
It cost three times more than anywhere else.
The point is, little sidetrack there. The point is that when it comes to, you know, having events and gatherings and things like that, still a no-no. It doesn't seem like a great time, and maybe I'm just being a little too cautious here. It doesn't seem like a great time to have a gigantic swingers party.
No.
Brood.
I guess. Hundreds of swingers have descended upon New Orleans for the 5-day Naughty in New Orleans event, complete with a pool party and an erotic masquerade ball. The 2020 event still features a pool party, an erotic ball, and lessons on how to use a flogger. But a playroom session has been canceled because of COVID-19.
What is a flogger?
Is it like a whippy thing? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the whip that
was
has like...
That's a crop.
What is a flogger?
Same thing, right?
What is a flogger?
Yeah, all right, so it's a whip, but with a bunch of little whips.
Yeah, it's like a cat
of nine tails.
Exactly.
There it is.
Ian gets called out every time at Mahoney. Mahoney's like, Ian, you are the most sexually adventurous one on this show.
Have you had this up your butt?
Am I wrong here in deferring to the expert?
No, I don't think so.
Deferring to the expert.
Like I said, I want the official word.
So who wants to see Shia LaBeouf's dingling? Anyone?
Me, actually.
Does he got an OnlyFans?
I think he's hot.
No.
Only Shia's?
He has a new movie where he is doing full frontal nudity multiple times.
We need to normalize male nudity.
Yeah. I feel like he's got the thing.
He's probably working.
Guys, this was in LaBeouf or LaStage a couple of weeks ago. He was actually in a music video for Sigur Rós where he did full frontal. And unfortunately, it's good looking.
Isn't it Sigur Rós?
Sigur Rós or whatever.
Isn't it Sigur Rós?
It's Icelandic. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Either way.
Tell me about Shia's wiener.
Either way, it's a very nice looking. It's nice looking. Okay. It, nothing wrong with it. It's just a little on the small end. Or maybe.
You're just being.
Okay.
Am I a hater?
Yeah, yes.
You're a hater.
What? I was just. We've talked about Shia for so long. I wanted a hammer so bad.
Some people are growers. Other people's are showers.
Well, he wasn't showing that much.
Well, I mean, he was probably cold.
I love the fact that he's got a tiny ding-a-ling shows it.
Yes. This is what you get. Shia LaBeouf, and this is what you get,
Mahoney, ma'am. Mahoney just can't believe it.
He should open his own, like, shyinthebuff.com. There we go. I will be the first subscriber.
Yeah.
Okay. I will throw $6.99 a month
at that. I still would like to see it, even if it is a little small. Shia LaBeouf to anybody else. Finish that.
Audrey's DMs today.
I'm finishing it. No. Do not DM me your wieners, please.
Shia and the
Except
Buff.
Except if you do Shia LaBeouf.
On air.
Only your Shia.
Wiener pick, guys, right now, please.
No, do not.
Let me give you her cell phone number, too, so you can text her.
We can own
ShiaAndTheBuff.com.
ShiaAndTheBuff.com?
We can own ShiaAndTheBuff.com.
How is that already...
$13.
How is that already not like a Lord of the Rings, like porno, like shy, like the Shire? I don't know.
Or am I spelling Shire wrong? Is it S-H-I-A?
Yeah, you're correct. Yeah, that's right.
I got ShyAndTheBuff.com is available.
Oh, God.
As we speak.
And so that, along with Taekwondo and BroccoliPalace.net, all redirect to DavidMahoney.com.
That's right.
But that's way more fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
ShyAndTheBuff.com. So Kohl's... Kohl's is recalling 500,000 candles after some of them are found to pose a risk that could burn down your house.
Wait, you're telling me the candles are flammable?
Uh-huh.
Who knew?
How are they? Are these more flammable? So they're saying that this is from
the
Sonoma.
Laced in gasoline?
Where's all my extra gasoline?
It's turned into bombs.
Oh,
crap.
Dave and
Mahoney, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
So somebody got paid this weekend. Planet Hollywood tweeted out that somebody was playing the Pai Gow Poker Mega Progressive, and they hit the jackpot for $927,929.
Wow.
It's never me.
That is a lot of money.
And then also this weekend, obviously we know that Steve Sisolak, the governor, has COVID. Mm-hmm. And now all of his staff is in isolation. So,
wish everybody who's infected a speedy recovery.
Yeah. So it's a bummer, but a lot of people are worried that because he got COVID, that means that there's potential shutdowns that are looming. I don't feel like we're headed towards any more shutdowns.
I think with the news of the vaccine from Pfizer and Moderna, both on the horizon, I don't see Las Vegas getting shut down because I think, one of the highest unemployment rates in the country. Our economy was decimated after being shut down for as long as we were, and I don't see that happening again.
I would be shocked.
I mean, if he does shut it down, I think that's the end of his career. He'll be a one-term governor, and he has zero shot getting reelected.
I do think, though, that we, if anything, could potentially see just kind of like how we're, like New York and Chicago is doing right now, just like 10 p.m. closings of things. But no, certainly we can't go back indoors.
You can't go to a 10 p.m. closing. And also, what good does a 10 p.m. closing really do? That's just, again, that's more COVID theater than anything. Like, if you're going to do it right. But this half-ass stuff where we're like, we're going to close down all the PTs, but the strip remains open. No.
And also wanting a tourist to still come here.
Yeah. So let's, it's either all or nothing. And since, we are at the point where the city, I think if it shuts down again, we are going to be even further back. I don't think he shuts it down again.
But the vaccine is hopeful, though.
Yes,
the vaccine is
hopeful. And
the other good thing
effective.
Is that in Nevada specifically, the hospitalizations are not as bad as they are in a lot of other parts of the country.
Keep wearing your mask.
Wear your mask, socially distance. But what they're saying is that up in Reno, that they're getting closer to capacity up there, and so they might have to start sending some COVID patients to Southern Nevada because our hospital capacity is actually in a pretty good place still. Uh-huh. You compare that to what's happening in North Dakota, where they just came out and said that COVID-positive nurses still have to work because they don't have anyone else to come in and replace them.
When the hospitals are completely full, that's when people die unnecessarily. Yes. So if we continue to do what we've been doing for the last several months, wearing our masks, washing our hands, washing your ass, hopefully we can keep the numbers where they are and people who don't, people from dying unnecessarily and keeping the businesses open.
You know what, though? This morning I will say that I thought that it would be nice to work from home this morning. So I was like,
Because you were hungover?
Yeah, I was like, man, I remember when I could just roll out of bed and then go directly next door into my
office. Do you remember some of the days when you didn't actually even roll out of bed?
I didn't even have to get out of bed.
She laid in bed and did the show.
And it was great. It was a performance of comfort.
I am upset with you that you have taken the lazy trophy away from Mahoney with all that
just
he
for,
does.
Just for like those days.
Yeah, but
and then
that is
to get out of bed.
Easily the laziest thing that has ever been done in the history of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
I have a picture of it too.
You
so it can live in infamy. Yes, with me and my dogs. Just
are you
going to
post it on your social? at Audrey on air where people are going to be sending the D-picks to today?
Oh, my God. If I get she one single D-pick, I swear to God, Dave, I'm going to immediately send them
just,
to you.
Just remember,
that's fine.
That's illegal now
at
Nevada.
Dave Farrah, what, sending somebody a picture of your junk?
Unsolicited deep photos are illegal in Nevada.
Well, what if they've been solicited?
They have not.
Well, they're only being solicited by you, so yeah, at you Dave Farrah in the DMs.
You pop them on over. I'll rate it for you.
At capital no. D, A-V-E, Farrah, at Twitter and Instagram.
All right. Well, on that note, you guys have a great day, and thanks for hanging out.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.